an ongoing class action lawsuit against Meta, which accuses the tech giant of misrepresenting its privacy practices regarding its controversial Meta AI glasses, was amended yesterday to include a new class of bystander plaintiffs who claim that Meta violated their privacy without their consent. The implications are considerable. The new violations occurred even if bystanders never purchased the AI-powered glasses themselves, the expansive amended complaint alleges, reflecting rising anxieties around what the increasing ubiquity of AI-integrated surveillance technologies, from smart glasses to flock cameras, mean for everyday life. The lawsuit was first filed back in March after a joint investigation by a pair of Swedish newspapers found that Meta had stored content captured by its Meta AI glasses and funneled it to human reviewers for the purpose of training AI models. According to Kenyan whistleblowers working for the content moderation outsourcer and longtime Meta partner Sama, Meta is accused in the lawsuit of engaging in false advertising, wrongly telling purchasers that the smart glasses are designed for privacy and that users are in control of your data and content, despite content collected through the glasses, AI features winding up in front of human reviewers who say they saw intimate material. In some videos, you can see someone going to the toilet or getting undressed, one Kenyan whistleblower told the Swedish journalists. I don't think they know, because if they knew, they wouldn't be recording. Other contractors described watching people have sex and viewing documents revealing personal identifying information. In addition to representing users of Meta smart glasses, the amended complaint has been expanded to include claims from people who don't own the face-mounted gadgets, but say they were recorded without their informed consent, when someone around them used the spectacles, AI features, only for that data to possibly then be used for AI training, again without their consent. Some bystanders are minors. The amended complaint contends that no reasonable consumer would expect that a product marketed as privacy protective is a conduit for AI training and systemic surveillance. Nor would any reasonable consumer understand designed for privacy or controlled by you to mean that everything the glasses, AI sees and hears, including people's most intimate moments, could be viewed by strangers overseas and used to train Meta's AI. It argues that millions of consumers may have unwittingly been impacted, and that no bystanders anywhere had any opportunity to, much less in fact did, consent to having their faces, bodies, voices, and personal information captured, reviewed, labeled, and embedded into Meta's AI systems. Meta told Futurism in a statement that, "We disagree with these allegations and will fight them. Our glasses help you use AI hands-free to answer questions about the world around you," the statement continued. "If you use Meta AI, we may review that data to help improve our products and people's experiences. This works the same way as many other companies. We take steps to filter this data to help remove identifying information and to protect people's privacy." Earlier this year, Meta reported that it had sold more than 7 million pairs of its smart glasses in 2025. It's also not the only tech giant chasing dominance in the AI wearable market. Google is developing smart glasses with the affordable eyewear maker Warby Parker, and Apple is reportedly working on infusing cameras and AI into its hugely popular AirPods. More on Meta glasses. Teen boys are using Meta glasses to harass and bully girls at high schools and middle schools.